Welcome to Who Hired This Person, the podcast that's all about uncovering the good, the bad, and the downright messy sides of hiring. I'm Caitlin, your host, and I've worked with the HR leaders and teams to figure out what really goes on behind the scenes of the hiring process. In just 20 minutes, we'll dig into the hiring missteps, unexpected challenges, and the lessons learned along the way. If you're ready for real stories and practical insights to help you hire better and build stronger teams, you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Who Hired This Person. Today, I'm excited to be joined by Stevie. Thank you so much for joining us today. To kick things off, can you just share a little bit about your company's name and background and what makes it all unique?
Thank you for having me. I am the HR manager for Island Hospitality. I oversee two of our Philadelphia properties by the airport. Our branded hotels that I oversee are Marriott hotels. I've been in this business for, we could say over 10 years almost. So I am very dedicated to the hospitality field.
I love to hear it. You've definitely been there for a long time, learned a lot of the things, went through a lot of experiences, have you not?
Exactly.
Perfect. Well, just jumping into a couple of questions. Can you just share what kind of got you started in this industry and like what led you to get to this leadership role?
So I originally started at Walt Disney World. I started in a professional internship. There I started on the operation side of hospitality, more so hands-on guest service, checking guests in, you know, operations and food and beverage, and I went to sales. And then before I knew it, I started working for Marriott International as a recruiter. And I left there and just started doing task force HR roles. And before I knew it, I was just stuck. I love what I do. It is a great opportunity to meet new people, to put in place new procedures and policies. And I don't think I'm leaving no time soon.
That's good to hear. So during all those different experiences and things that you've went through, have you seen people struggling, saw someone striving based on their onboarding or any difficulties in that area?
You know, I think now with the time and age with AI and technology, that's the biggest struggle. A lot of my new hires, no matter the age gap, always struggle with the technology aspect. For our company right now, all our onboarding is online. So trying to navigate that through a cell phone or a computer is kind of hard for a lot of new hires, especially when if you have a platform that's not cell phone friendly. A lot of new hires get upset. I'm like, hey, why can't you use my phone? I mean, that's their computer nowadays. You know, when I was coming up, we all had to have a laptop or a desktop. Now it's just like, you just need a smartphone. You should be able to talk to the world with that.
Right. Yep. Everything with the phones now. And then whenever you are doing hires and you're bringing in new hires, what is things that you look for top talent, things of that nature?
So, you know, sometimes my secret is I always look for top companies. If I'm looking for great customer service for the front desk, I look for Chick-fil-A, Target, things that other companies, they put their culture into their employees. So, because I want that same culture. I want people that smile. I want people that has great work ethic from other companies that we know so much of. And then I go from there. Then I start looking at your years of experience and, you know, your background. But I always try to pinpoint top talent companies first.
Okay, that's good to hear. Definitely, it's good that you look for the background of the cultures and that they're bringing in, regardless of that it's going to be, they're coming in with the nice stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah.
If you could give a piece of advice to any of the new hires to set them up for success, what would that be?
You know what? I just had a job fair a couple of months ago, and I had to let them know, like, dress to impress.
I like to hear that.
I know it's a job fair. I know we want to be relaxed. I know this new culture is more so, hey, if I got the experience, don't worry about how I look. We're coming from a remote or hybrid type of environment, but you want to put your best foot forward. So if I'm asking for an in-person interview, always dress to impress. Even if you're over Zoom or Teams, you want to have a nice suit on. It just shows that you really appreciate the job and you take us serious. service. No matter what the job. I think I was doing interviews for a dishwasher and everyone just coming in. I had one applicant come in with basketball clothes on. I was just like, I'm not going to judge you off at this moment. I'm going to send you home. If you can come back dressed, I interview you. If not, let's reschedule this and where you can come in and have an actual shirt and tie, you know, just to show that, hey, I want you to see the best of me.
Right. Yeah. That they're actually putting effort and they care about what they're about to do.
Exactly.
For sure. Yes. So if you could go back to your younger self and give yourself a piece of advice, what would that be?
Oh, this is a good question. I want to say, I think everything happens in its time. I think when I was younger, I wanted to make an impact so much and so quickly. Sometimes I lost that work-life balance. I was just so focused on work. Let me prove myself. Let me get this. Once I get to this level, I can relax. Then when I got to that level, I still didn't relax because I wanted to get to the next level. So I want to tell myself, learn work-life balance. Because a lot of things, my colleagues and friends, they experience things on the more on the personal level that I missed out on because I was so focused on my career. I was so determined to get to the higher level where it's going to always be there. Sometimes right. You have to relax and just take care of you because no one's going to be able to do that better than you. So enjoy the time. Use the PTO. You know, if you're sick, stay home.
Mm-hmm. I love to hear it.
It's going to be okay. Just stay home. Your job is still going to be there. The duty's going to be there. And the papers are still going to be on the desk.
I love that.
Just learn how to do work-life balance. A lot of us, we're not trained or taught that. Mm-hmm. We're taught to get a job and go from there. But once we learn it and actually start adapting to it, then we can actually grow. I feel like once we get that work-life balance, you'll be able to appreciate your work life more, and then you'll be able to relax at home.
I love it. Well, is there a certain place that listeners can connect with you more and maybe work in partnership with you more?
Well, you know, I just got off of social media for this year. Yeah. You know, it's 2025. Everyone wants to do something new.
Yep.
I wipe myself from social media. The only place you can find me is on LinkedIn, Stevie Pate. You can reach out to me. I'm very connected on the task force assignments. I know great companies that's always looking for a new task force people. Hospitality, I'm in there in and out, operation-wise, sales, food and beverage. Wherever you need any expert or just two heads are better than one type of experience, please reach out to me. I'm always here to help everyone because a village is better than a single person.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you on the next episode of Who Hired This Person. Bye now.
Bye. Have a great day.